far.
Hey, John, what's the matter? You've got that grimace on your face, and you're all tight-looking. Man, I've got one of those headaches. Why, is it one of those Excedrin headaches, number such-and-such? Oh, man, this is pretty bad. I think I've got a Bufferin headache.
You know, I've got stacks of old memories filed inside my head. Would you like to see some?
Gee, neat.
Over here, I keep childhood memories. Down here are memories of my family. That's Laura, my wife. Those are our kids. Hey, here's a nice memory. This was a picnic we went on last fall. The kids were playing, and Laura and I just sat and talked. Wait a second, what's this? Oh, yeah, I had a headache that day. Isn't it strange what a headache can do to a beautiful day? Of course, when I decided to do something about it, I took Bufferin. You know, that Bufferin really works fast. It's got something extra in it, so it goes to work even faster than plain aspirin. You can get back fast to the things that make nice memories. Funny, I almost forgot about that headache. It lasted such a short time. Fast-working Bufferin. Remember?
You bet. You know, sometimes you might want to just call upon your local friendly traiteur or witch doctor. happy Halloween and happy fundraiser from Old Gold.
Not far from town. I got real shook. I heard the strangest sound. I saw the purple people eater, and to my surprise, the witch doctor sitting by his side. The witch doctor had a little guitar in his hand, and they were popping and a rocking with a two-piece band. Purple was a blowing like a people eater should. Witch doctor picked like Johnny B. Good. They went a I got trouble, that's what he said. Girls keep laughing about the horn in my head. The witch doctor smiled and I heard him say, yeah, man, you're ugly, but you sure can play. There in the moonlight it seemed so strange, as they blowed a chorus of home on a rain. They were coming on strong like rock and roll stars. Played the sweetest music of the side of Mars. They went a cats from outer space were giving their all, and I could tell the way they rocked that they were having a ball. They were coming on strong, I was clapping my hands, stopped long enough to say,
easy man.
So at twilight time, when the sun goes down, back in the woods on the edge of town, people all together from a mile around, hear Doc and Old Purple play the crazy sounds. They go, yeah.
Jeb Woolley. And I'm Lee Klein, Peter, for your Old Gold fundraiser Halloween edition.
Time is fleeting.
It's relative, too.
Madness.
I've got several cousins that are doing time.
But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
Then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
When your knees stand tight. Where is the velvet dust? It really does feel insane. Let's fill the time on the end. Let's fill the time on the end.
It's a dream. Oh, fantasy, free me, so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
Start on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time on the air. Let's do the time on the air.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have an thing. When a snake of a guy gave me an evil wing. He shook on me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I fell a chain.
Jump to the left.
Let me step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
request. A delayed one.
Spring is here, a suffering is here. Life is Skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Yep, that's why it pays to be organized. I'd had a request for that Tom Lehrer, Poisoning Pigeons in the Park, quite a while back, and never could put my fingers on it until just a moment ago. So glad to fulfill that request. Always good to hear from you, and it is good to be able to hear from you today for the Old Gold fundraiser, and it's another fundraiser Halloween. It's a little cornucopia type of session. In fact, we're going to have a little pledge in just a minute. But first, let's see what Leonard Nimoy can do with the Tina Turner, Ike and Tina's Proud Mary. Ought to be interesting.
I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. I cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the Riverboat Queen. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Leonard, we know that you're not the best of singers, But I think your fans, your audience would appreciate if you did an album of a few songs of some of the really top pop songs. Yeah, what could be the problem there?
No money, people on the river are happy to give. Big wheel keep on turning. Pride Mary keep on burning. Rolling, rolling.
I think he must be in his Vulcan mode here. He doesn't seem to be giving much emotion out of this song. It's like he's holding back. Leonard Nimoy from one of the Golden Throats collections. It's a classic. Brown Mary, I've been a lot of places. It's sort of like, I think Pat Boone maybe could pep it up a little more than Leonard did there. Speaking of pepping it up, we're going to pepper you with some pitches right now. We want to take your calls. Lines are open. We've got some folks here in studio to help out today. And let us go to those studios where they are taking your calls at 337-482-5787, 482-KRBS.
Oh, thanks, Lee. Enjoying the great sounds from Old Gold, Judith Merriweather and James Hebert sitting here with you. Just a short break to remind you that we are urging you to go to the phones right now. It's important that you support Lee Kleinpeter, Old Gold, Local Produce, all the programming that you get during this lunchtime at KRVS.
And thanks so much to La Cuisine de Maman from Vermilionville for the lunch they provided for our volunteers. This is day 7. It's getting towards the end, and I know you all have been thinking about your public radio algorithm and thinking about how many hours you listen to, how many programs you love. Come up with that sum and give us a call today at 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. It's an easy call to make, and you're going to feel really good. And if you stop by to make your pledge, you can get one of those T-shirts for Blackpot Festival this weekend if you're heading out there, or whatever outdoor event that you'll be participating in. KRVS enjoys your support when you wear those T-shirts and let other people know that you contribute, and let them know about public radio. Those T-shirts are available at a $75 level, but we have lots of other levels, and it's a personal donation. Whatever amount you feel reflects the listening that you do every day on KRVS, whether that's $10 or $100 or maybe that dollar a day, $365. We appreciate those people who are making that contribution, maybe even breaking it down into monthly payments of $30, reflecting the fact that you listen every day to KRVS. Whatever the amount, call now. Be a contributing listener to KRVS at 337-482-5787 or krvs.org.
Support for KRVS comes from Jefferson Street Pub, presenting a Halloween costume party and tour kickoff show featuring Vagabond Swing and Circus Generic this Thursday at 500 Jefferson Street, downtown Lafayette. For more information, the website is jeffersonstreetpub.com. The phone number is 232-5040.
All right. Hey, has anybody seen Lee? I think he left the planet, didn't he? No. He didn't leave the planet. Just his mind. He's kind of in another world right now because of the Halloween and fundraiser. But we'll get him. We'll bring him back. So go to the phones. We need your support. Appreciate it. 482-5787, 482-KRVS, and check out the public media page, our Facebook page. You can see pictures of the premiums. And visit the website if you are, say, like you're driving right now. Well, I don't want to call. You know, I'm one of those guys that when it says, you know, don't use your cell phone when you're driving, I don't do that. So I'll be pulling over a little bit later when I get to the house. I'll go online and do that. So consider that, too. But if you can, possibly, folks are standing by to take your calls during this special noontime fundraiser Halloween edition of the Big Band, the Old Gold Show. Big Band tomorrow night, which we're also playing a lot of Halloween. We're peppering it up with Halloween goodies. Can I get a laugh of defiance for that? Thank you. Now taking off for planet number 9.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
I'm telling you, man, the expedition commander told us not to break the seal on that sarcophagus. Bad things could happen.
Yeah, what could happen?
I tell you, I want to be the first one to open up this King Tut's tomb. I think they made a movie about you guys. I think they called it The Mummy. In fact, they had a whole empire, a whole industry of mummy songs. King Tut songs from Steve Martin on Old Gold. This is really old. I think you called it ancient.
Now when he was a young man, he never thought he'd see people stand in line to see the boy king. How'd you get so funky? Did you do the monkey?
Condo made of stone. Welcome to the show. It's the Old Gold Show from KRBS with T-Rex. Bang a gong. Love the view from up here. Old Gold with Frank Zappa.
I don't know much about dancing. That's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other and both of my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them. I got no natural rhythm. But I go dancing every night. Hoping one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, because I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like this fit to kill. I walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. He has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. Dancing fool. The beat goes on and I'm so low. The beat goes on and I'm so low. The beat goes on and I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey,
My shirt's half open to show you my chain and the spoonful up my nose. I am really something. That's what you'd probably say.
So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink, while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool.
Hey, darling, can I buy you a couple of drinks? Looking for Mr. Goodbar? Here he is.
Wait a minute.
Excuse
I've
me.
Got it. You're an Italian.
Sir, excuse me.
You're Jewish? Oh, love your nails. You must be a Libra.
No, I'm just still on the milk toast side.
These are mine.
Yes.
What's happening, baby?
Do we have to kill them?
Yes.
Seems such a waste.
Well, wouldn't it be better to kill a few now than, with their meddling, permit them to destroy the entire universe?
There you go. You can learn a lot on Old Gold about the greatest good for the greatest number from Plan 9. And back a second, Frank Zappa, the dancing fool. And how many times have you gotten out there and said to yourself, I think people will appreciate my little riffs that I'm doing, a little ad-lib twists and so forth. It's improvisational. Not improvisational. We need you to definitely get motivated and pick up the phone and give us a call for the pledging. This is our Halloween fundraiser edition of the Old Gold Show, and our number 482-5787, 482-KRVS, and with more.
More. We have more right here on Public Radio. Thanks, Lee. Lee Kleinpeter with Old Gold. You hear that every Thursday at noon right here on Public Radio. Lee giving his own little spin and playing classics from, we're spanning the generations. Lee tends to play stuff. Well, I don't think he goes back as far as the 1940s. I think he leaves that for his big band swings program. But Old Gold, do you hear anything from the 50s? I think when Lee began, it was basically 50s to pre-Beatles, but Lee is moving up into the 80s as of late. So the Old Gold repertoire is expanding and expanding, and we need our funds to expand as well to keep programs like this on the air. You can pledge anytime online at krvs.org. It'll only take you about a minute to get to that Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. Fill out your number, your expiration date, and then if you give us enough for a thank you gift, like a $75 contribution, and we have an array of T-shirts and ball caps and other things. We have several CDs that are available for the $125 and $150 level. And our friendly folks on the phone can kind of go over those with you if you give us a call. That number is 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. We've got a great lineup. We've got close to another 20 minutes of Old Gold left, and it'll be Joanna Devine with some local produce right here on Public Radio. It's a big weekend. Black Pot's here, and we need for you to keep Public Radio on the air. A pledge of support at krvs.org. Let's get back to more Lee Kleinpeter and Old Gold.
Support for KRVS comes from the Black Pot Festival and Cook-Off, coming up Friday and Saturday, October 26th and 27th at Acadian Village in Lafayette. The Black Pot Festival features live music, local cuisine, and on-site camping. For more information, the website is blackpotfestival.com.
beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Blue Coal presents The Shadow. With today's thrilling adventure, your Blue Coal dealers commence a new season and a sensational new series of The Shadow, your favorite mystery drama.
Left, Scotty. I can't change the laws of physics. Got to have 30 minutes.
Scotty, you've got to get me some maneuvering power.
I can't repair warp drive without a space gun.
Then get me impulse power, half speed, quarter speed, anything. If we can get this Hulk moving, maybe we can do something.
I check the engines. The warp drive, that's a hopeless pile of junk.
If I push these impulse engines too hard in the condition they're in, they'll blow apart.
Can you set the ship's impulse engines to overload?
Aye. The shape that thing's in, it's hard to keep it from blowing.
Hey, it's always something, man. Scotty, another thing, too. You had requisitioned these products here. You needed some more fuel and some paper towels and WD-40. Your credit card's been denied. I don't know what to tell you about that. Hi there, I'm Lee Klein, Peter, for your Halloween edition of the Old Gold and our fundraiser edition of the Old Gold Show. Sure, love to hear from you. Let us know that you care about all this crazy music, that old stuff. Won't let the past die. Give us a call, 482-5787, 482-KRVS. I love my mummy. Me and my mummy.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy, too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh, well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh, yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
Bob McFadden, and you recognize perhaps Rod McEwen or Rod McEwen. You might recognize Fred Blassie with his tale about the pencil neck geek.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Set a woman up the block, just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gun losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek. Pencil neck geek.
them a new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. Bells started ringing and chain ran loud. Knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something that give me the creep. Had a one big eye and a two big feet. Stood right still and I did the freeze. He did a stroll right up to me. Made a noise with the feet that sound like a drum. Say you be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. Be right here and ain't gonna run. I bought this house and you know I'm boss. Ain't no Hank gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a balling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. Had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space there sat a man. On the hot stove with the pots and pans. Say that's hot, I began to shout. Drink a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. I drank a hot grease with a frying pan. Looked at me, said, you better run. Don't be here when the morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and ain't gonna run.
That's Gene Simmons, and not the Gene Simmons of Kiss, but the Gene Simmons that just did from the late 1950s, The Haunted House. Watch out. There could be somebody inside your house, and you don't know it, and it's really scary.
If you are alone, don't answer the phone. It could set you up for a visitor who turns killer. He is not particular, as long as you're beautiful, sensuous, and photogenic. You see, he poses as a magazine photographer and schedules an appointment for murder. Yours. I know because it happened to me. I was one of the lucky ones. I didn't keep the appointment. You'll see the complete story in the new shocking motion picture, Don't Answer the Phone.
Rated R. Under 17 must be accompanied by parent or guardian.
Good afternoon. Hi there, KRVS. May we take your pledge? Hello, is anybody there?
Doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. Doodly-a-ba-ba-ba, zoink, zoink. One morning I was born on the planet Mars. I gassed up my cradle and I shot through the stars and I landed on Earth with a solid bang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. Now it didn't take me long to get settled down, cause when I dug the cool chicks in every town, I said, this is it, cat, let's get earthbound. I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang, I'm the Fang. I got a bebop cap man, a real stingeree, and a solid gold keychain down to the knees, and real nervous pegs with a crazy crease. I'm the Fang, the Fang, I'm the Fang. Man, I'm feeling just like a newborn colt. I'm gonna hit these chicks with a Martian jolt, cause I'm a red-hot daddy with 1,000 volts. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. Now I meet this earth cat and he says, hi, you all. Man, you're real nervous. You feel like a ball. I said, sure, daddy. He said, let's find a hall. He didn't know I was a Fang. The Fang. The Fang. So we dug a cool hall and tried it on for size, and all the cats were jumping to a rock and roll cry, and every Melaroonie chick just glued her eyes on the Fang. On the Fang. On the Fang. My feet started flashing like the noonday sun, and my blue suede were hotter than a $2 gun, and the chicks all yelled, daddy, oh, you're the one, you're the Fang. You must be the Fang. You're the Fang.
Now when I left that hall about 12 midnight, I was an outer space poppet. It was feeling right, because every chick in the house was mine on sight. Man, I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I'm the Fang. I revved up my rod and I flashed into flight, and I sped through the stars back to Mars, my delight. And I know those Earth chicks are dreaming tonight of the Fang. Of the Fang. Of the Fang.
Nervous, Norvus. Red Blanchard and the Smog Rollers. Wow, he's blasting off. Incredible. Right here on the campus of University of Louisiana in Lafayette. Look, up in the sky. It's diamonds. Grab some.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your head. The girl with a sun in her eyes, and she's gone.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Oh.
Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain where rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone! Picture yourself on a train in a station.
Mm-hmm.
With plasticine porters, with looking glass ties. Suddenly, someone...
I thought it was looking glass eyes. Did you hear that? Looking glass ties?
With kaleidoscope eyes.
We've got to do a pitch. And I have to comment. I'll give Leonard... William Shatner higher marks than Leonard Nimoy on the Golden Throats cuts that we played. He's really putting his heart into it here, but it does really sound a little ridiculous at points, doesn't it? All in a good day's work round the radio, 88.7 KRVS, and on the web at krvs.org.